Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief, Signal Over Noise in Agentic Systems. Today's through line is wonderfully practical. The agent stack is not just getting bigger models. It is getting switches, policies, plugins, routers, and little receipts that make long-running work less mystical. Zeed AI is pushing GLM 5.3 toward harder coding and long-horizon tasks without retraining the base model. Google's Gemini 3.7 Flash is being positioned as a cheaper coding and agent model. Cursor has a plugin specification climbing GitHub, and the research lane is full of routers, evolving harnesses, and memory systems. The headline is simple. Agents are starting to look less like clever chat windows and more like governed execution systems. Start with what we are not repeating. Yesterday's brief already covered Liquid's LFM 2.5, VL3B, Needle 2, the latest Qwen Code and Codex preview builds, Klein, Crew AI, Gemini CLI, OpenSRE, Agent Rove, Agent Stow, AutoDesign, and QuoteBench. Recent coverage also caught GPT 5.6, Sol UltraFast Preview, Gemini 3.7 Flash inside GitHub Copilot, Grok 4.6 release notes, Claude Code 2.1.232, Microsoft Agent Framework 1.14, and a fresh batch of runtime contract papers. So today's show does not re-announce those as if they just fell from the sky. What is new enough to talk about is the convergence around operational control. GLM 5.3 is a fresh MarkTech Post Scout item from August 14th with a primary Zeed AI technical blog behind it. Cursor's plugin specification is trending as a concrete interface surface. A reference agent safe pipeline appeared with a crisp pattern. Immutable intent capture, independent policy verdict, verified approval, and a single-use execution grant. And the paper lane adds router infrastructure, harness evolution, and memory consolidation. That is a coherent day. Model capability is moving, but the bigger shift is how agent work is packaged, routed, authorized, and remembered. The model release lead is Zeed AI's GLM 5.3. The notable claim is not merely that the model improved, it is that Zeed AI says it shipped the upgrade without retraining the base model, targeting complex coding and long horizon tasks. That matters because coding agents are increasingly bottlenecked by process reliability, not just raw benchmark points. If a model can be adapted toward longer tasks without a full base model retrain, that points to a faster iteration loop for agent-specialized capabilities. My take: watch the evaluation details, not the adjectives. Long-horizon coding is where models can look brilliant for 20 minutes and then quietly bury a dependency mistake. The interesting question is whether GLM 5.3's gains translate into fewer broken plans, fewer context losses, and more verifiable completions. Still, as a signal, it fits the week perfectly. Model vendors are optimizing for agent workflows as a first-class target. Second, Google's Gemini 3.7 Flash remains important in today's context, even though it has already appeared in the Copilot availability lane. The MarkTech Post framing highlights it as a coding and agent model with low input pricing, while Google's own pages point to the Gemini 3.7 Flash model and developer routes. Price is not a footnote here. If agents are going to run dozens of tool calls, retries, checks, and summaries, input token cost becomes part of the architecture. Cheaper capable models expand the budget for verification loops. The caution is familiar. Cheap inference can encourage sloppy orchestration. The win is not run more calls. The win is spend more calls on checks that fail closed. Frameworks and tooling gave us the best practical story of the morning. Cursor's public plugins repository is trending with a clear purpose: a plugin specification and official plugins. That is a small sentence with large implications. Agentic IDEs cannot become durable ecosystems if every extension is just a private prompt blob. A plugin spec gives builders something to version, test, review, and distribute. The agent-safe pipeline repository is even more explicit about the direction of travel. Its reference architecture says agents can propose actions, but cannot authorize them. It separates intent capture from policy verdict, from approval from execution. That is exactly the sort of boring machinery agent systems need. The glamour is in the model. The reliability is in the grant. Fuxi also deserves a look. It is a terminal coding agent with cost-aware routing across providers. The phrase cost-aware routing is doing real work. As teams mix frontier models, small local models, specialized reasoning models, and cheap summarizers, the runtime has to decide which model should touch which task. Hard problems go to expensive brains, mechanical chores go elsewhere. Sensitive actions get policy wrappers. Agent systems are becoming routers with taste. And Versal's software factory template, Foreman, is part of that same shift. Whether or not a particular template becomes the winner, the pattern matters. Packaged software factory workflows are trying to turn agent collaboration into repeatable scaffolding, not a heroic one-off chat transcript. The trending repo lane gives us three useful field signals. First, Cursor plugins, roughly 2,800 stars and trending today. Why it matters. Plugin boundaries are where agent tools become inspectable. A clear extension system can make capabilities easier to install, but also easier to audit and constrain. Second, Phone Harness, created this month and already above 1,700 stars. It lets an agent control a phone. That is exciting and dangerous in equal measure. Phone control moves agents into real account, notification, and app surfaces. The only sane way to treat that is as a high-risk actuator. Log every step, isolate credentials, require confirmations for irreversible actions, and build replayable evidence. Third, the Agent Safe Pipeline repo. Above 400 stars despite being brand new. I like this one because it turns a safety slogan into a small deterministic gate. The model proposes. A separate policy layer decides. Execution consumes a single-use grant. That is the pattern to steal. A bonus mention goes to Fuxi, around 600 stars, because cost-aware provider routing is quickly becoming table stakes. Once model choice becomes dynamic, the orchestration layer is no longer glue code. It is a control plane. The research shelf is unusually aligned with the tooling shelf. LLM Router proposes unified infrastructure for developing, evaluating, and deploying LLM routers. The contribution is not just pick a model. It is the idea that routing itself needs a life cycle. Train it, evaluate it, deploy it, watch it, and compare it. For agent builders, this is central. A router that silently sends a sensitive tool use task to the wrong model is not an optimization failure. It is a governance failure. Darwin X, evolving agent harnesses through natural selection, pushes on another thorny problem, harness design. Agent performance is shaped by the environment, tool contracts, feedback loops, and recovery rules. If harnesses can be evolved and compared systematically, builders get a way to improve the scaffolding instead of only swapping models. My librarians note in the margin, evolved harnesses still need human-readable constraints. A clever harness that nobody can audit is just a new black box wearing a tool belt. Lychee Memory V2 tackles long-term memory through semantic segment-level consolidation. Memory is not a scrapbook. A useful agent memory system has to compress, preserve provenance, avoid poisoning, and retrieve the right thing at the right time. Segment-level consolidation is interesting because it treats memory as structured maintenance rather than infinite transcript hoarding. And Intern S2 Preview, described as a scientific agentic foundation model, is worth watching as a domain-specialized signal. Scientific agents need tool use, citation discipline, experiment planning, and a much lower tolerance for confident nonsense. If that category matures, it will pressure general agent platforms to improve their evidence habits. Quick hits. Riffen showed up on Hacker News as an instant voice link for AI agents and local models. Voice control for repository agents sounds lightweight, but it changes the interaction loop. Faster instruction, more interruptions, and a stronger need for agents to repeat back risky actions before acting. The Guardian story on legal responsibility for agent-caused harm is not a technical release, but it is a useful reality check. Liability will follow control surfaces. If an agent can transact, publish, message, or operate devices, logs and authorization records, stop being nice-to-haves. Mark Tech Post's Open Source Lane also surfaced the SupraLab's Reasoning Corpus Guide. I would treat that as a quiet infrastructure item. The market is not only releasing models, it is releasing recipes for making specialized reasoning datasets. Better data pipelines plus cheaper capable models equals faster specialization. And GitHub's broader daily trending page had a wonderfully adjacent signal. Diagram design for Claude Code and spec kit for spec-driven development are both still loud. That says builders want agents to communicate structure, not just code diffs. Specs, diagrams, and plugins are all part of the same desire. Make agent work legible before it lands. So the brief for builders is this. Stop thinking of the agent stack as model plus tools. Think model, router, harness, policy gate, memory layer, plugin boundary, and receipt trail. GLM 5.3 and Gemini 3.7. Flash show that the model layer is still moving quickly. Cursor plugins, phone harness, Fuxi, Foreman, and agent safe pipeline show that the execution layer is trying to grow bones. And the papers are converging on the same answer. Root deliberately, evolve the harness, consolidate memory, and make every consequential action leave evidence. The practical move for today is small. Pick one agent workflow and add one deterministic gate. An intent record, a policy check, a replay log, a test command, or a single-use approval token. Not a vibes-based self-grade. A receipt. That is how the agent said it was done becomes. The system can prove what happened. That is Evie's morning AI brief. Build boldly, verify mercilessly, and keep the receipts close.